This is the Daily Update for Friday, August 11th, 2017. So the big liberal company Google, who is part of the Alphabet company, Alphabet Inc., is being sued by dozens of female employees for gender discrimination. So now the Google pay gap, what they're calling, over 70 women have come forward complaining that they do the same work as men in the same jobs, but they get paid from one quarter to one third less than the men. So the Department of Labor has come forward saying there's compelling evidence, calling it quite extreme. There are only 20% women in Google's workforce, which is actually unbalanced. But the culture at Google is hostile towards women, and now they are angry. They want to sue. So now Google said that they are shocked at these claims, and there's no gender pay gap whatsoever. No gender pay gap exists. So which is it? You know, I mean, if there's compelling evidence from the Department of Labor, and here's this big liberal company, man, I mean, these guys are outspoken, they're politically outspoken, and they're all for women's rights, but here they are paying people less. So wow, what a claim this is, and over 70 people have come forward so far, and there's going to be a lot more, you can tell, because they employ a lot of people. But wow, here is right in your face hypocrisy from the limousine liberals themselves. So think about that one. So more rhetoric from Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. People are frightened. Kim Jong-un wants to launch nuclear attacks if he's attacked and whatever, and back and forth, and Donald Trump says we're locked and loaded. You know what? This is the deal. Kim Jong-un won without firing a shot because he got Trump, the president of the United States of America, to go down to North Korea's level. He got him, and then North Korea won because Trump will not do anything against these guys without being provoked. So it's going to be some stalemate. But really, Kim Jong-un just kind of put himself out there in the world, and they're giving him way more credence than he ever deserves. And let's consider, the guy molests children, he's a butcher, he's a horrible person, he is purely evil, he tortures the people in North Korea, they are starving, they have nothing, he has everything. So yeah, that's Kim Jong-un. But you know, it needs to be handled diplomatically. And yeah, Russia and China and the US, all of us need to step in and secure that guy's nukes, because he's out there threatening everybody every day, mainly the US, but threatening us, you know, with nuclear war that is going to kill millions of people. So we can't have that. Right now, Japan's on alert, Guam is on alert, Detroit sells out of anti-radiation pills, potassium iodide. People in Detroit worried about getting nuked. But this is how crazy people can get in a situation like this. And all of this rhetoric needs to be ignored, really, because it's just doing a huge disservice to people. It's not helping anything. So, New York City, rats are jumping into baby strollers on the Upper West Side. New York City says that there are over 2 million rats in the city. Really? So who's the one exactly counting the rats? Like, how do you determine how many rats? If you ask me, hey, Michael Angley, how many rats are in New York City? I'm like, I don't know. I mean, it's a big-ass city. 8 million people, man. Gotta be a lot of rats. You know, big sewer system. There's always rats in New York City, man. It's rat central. It should be renamed New Rat City. There are so many rats in New York City. And me, myself, has dealt with rats many times just going into the city, not even being around for any length of time. But yeah, there's rats in New York City. But now they're jumping into baby strollers. They're taking the food from the babies, man. Wow. So now here you have de Blasio saying, oh, we're going to spend some money and try to get rid of the rats. I remember when Rudolph Giuliani did that, and they worked from the south to the north to exterminate the rats, and all these people in Westchester start being overrun by rats because rats are going to leave. They're going to leave. They're going to go. They're going to split, man. They're going to go to the next town that's worthwhile. So they don't know what they're doing. And all these years, the politicians have refused to get rid of the rats out of professional courtesy. So NASA data shows that the global sea level has been dropping dramatically in the past year. So now, you know, when they say the sea level's rising, there's climate change, global warming, we're all going to die. When they say the sea level's rising, they're talking about really the thickness of a dime. from year to year. And then over a certain amount of years, I think it was 14 years, they measured that the sea level has gone up a dime here, a dime there, right? The thickness of a dime, right? Now, the sea level has dropped a lot more than the thickness of a dime because of the snowfall, the ice buildup in the North Pole. The large decline has to do with all of that. But the media is ignoring all of it, which is interesting. So, I mean, when they say, wow, the sea level went up, then that's when the media jumps in and says, oh my God, we're all going to die. Now they say the sea level went down. People are ignoring it because they don't want to know the truth that there is no real climate change. You know, yeah, the climate changes. It goes up and down. But it turns out that the ice in the North Pole is bigger, denser, thicker than it's ever been. This snowfall in Lake Tahoe that's going to last all the way through winter to winter. The snowfall all the way through summer in Lake Tahoe. You get that? So there's so much rain, so much snowfall. Yeah, and eventually it's going to go back into the ocean. That's the ecosystem. That's what it does. So consider that every time someone says there's climate change, okay? So now, today is Son and Daughter Day. It's a day to take your son and daughter out, do something with them, man. Or just, you know, let them know, like, hey, I love you, I'm here for you, or whatever, man. Today's a day to consider that and their future and everything that's about their lives. Son and Daughter Day. Today's Play in the Sand Day. So today to go out and play in the sand. As a guy who grew up on Long Island, man, sand was big in my life. Sand gets in everywhere, is all I gotta say, man. When you're in the beach and whatever, or you're in the ocean, man, sand gets into places that people don't ever get to see. So today is the day to go play in the sand, and watch out for that. Today is National Presidential Joke Day. National Presidential Joke Day. Do I dare go there? Do I need to go there? Presidential joke? Really? Anyway, today is also National Raspberry Bomb Day. So, of course, a bomb is a French treat, you know, and it's really sherbet, it's some rum, it's some candied fruit, it's some sugar and all that. You mix it together, you freeze it all together, and then boom, you've got your bomb. So have your raspberry bomb today. This is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Friday, August 11th, 2017, on United Public Radio Network, UPRN, TalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christiane.